أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب بقيعة يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه والله سريع الحساب. أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 39 and 40 of Surah An-Nur. Ayah number 39 we discussed yesterday. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of those disbelievers that have some concept of akhirat or some concept of qiyamah and remuneration, ajr, in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But their amal will be like that person that is traveling on barren land and he sees this mirage. He is thirsty, he lost his way, he does not have provisions. And now when he gets there, it is an illusion, and the result of it is that when he reaches Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is nothing in store for him, there is nothing that he will get by way of reward. His reward will be fully in this world. The second example Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives in the next ayah, ayah number 40, أو كظلمات في بحر اللجي, or the amal and the deeds of a disbeliever will be like ظلمات, many different types of darknesses, في بحر اللجي, in the depths of the ocean. A man is right at the bottom of the ocean, not on the surface of that ocean. يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجْ, and upon that person or in that spot, that place where he is, there is a wave that is covering him. مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجْ, and above that wave is another wave. مِنْ فَوْقِهِ سَحَاب, and above the waves are the clouds that is creating darkness, so the sun is not penetrating through. There is darkness of the cloud, there is darkness of the ocean, there is the darknesses of the waves. Now when this person, Allah Ta'ala says, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ, darknesses, some of it over the others. In other words, there is no description of darkness. A person can say it is dark, it is very dark, and then how dark can dark become? So here it is darkness upon darkness. In other words, there is absolutely no light whatsoever. Now when that person is in that situation, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ, when the person takes out his hand and he wants to look at his hand, it is so dark, لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا, that person will not be able to see his own hand. It is as if he cannot see his own hand. So here, what is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaking about? That noor of Allah that comes down, that spot of light that Allah ta'ala puts in every human being, the capability of recognizing Allah, the capability of accepting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that also now diminishes. So from within the heart, the light has diminished. From outside, the light of Allah that comes down, that also the person rejects. The light of the Quran Sharif, that also the person rejects. And it is darkness upon darkness. In other words, there is no light for the person. Allama Ibn Kathir Rahmatullah Alayhi on this ayat has expressed one very important point, that when they speak also there is darkness. The words may be the best choice, The language could be the best, the grammar could be the best, the voice and the sound and the tone and everything can be the best. But in their words, it is empty, it is void of guidance, it is void of light. Within their hearts, there is darkness. Their deeds, however good that deed may seem, but there is no iman in Allah, there is no iman on the day of Qiyamah. So even the best of deeds also become dark. If they enter a building, the very entrance of that building is also darkness. And when they emerge and they come out of that building, that is also darkness. And on the day of Qiyamah, for such a person, there will be darknesses upon darkness. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا. And for that person, for whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not made or has not placed light, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ, then there is no light for that person. In other words, there is no guidance for that individual. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained by way of example, Allah's Nur, Allah Ta'ala explained by way of example, the deeds of the believers, and Allah explained by example, the deeds of the disbelievers. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallah wa bihamdi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.